Today is 16th December. Today's topic is specifically about coming back to love, being in love. The reason why I chose this topic is because of it I have been seeing through my consultations, the amount of loneliness that is gripping everybody is unimaginable. Such is the amount of loneliness, and it is gripping everyone. And it is important for us to work with this particular aspect of our beingness. Loneliness especially comes from separation from the self, which means that you feel separated from yourself, and that's where loneliness comes from. And it is important for us to work with it. Now, why is it that we feel lonely? We have to question this. The first and foremost thing is the lack of trust, the inability to trust in something that you cannot see, that you cannot feel, that you do not know. Which means that the inability to trust in the higher consciousness. No matter how many meditations you do, no matter how long you sit in meditations, if you're not able to give it all up 100% and not hold on to any strings, then you are not being completely surrendering. You're not surrendering to the higher consciousness. You're not being in love. You are being in fear. A lot of our practitioners who've been practicing for many years have suddenly come back to say that I'm holding on to this fear. I'm feeling like this. I'm feeling miserable. I'm finding it difficult. Why, after so many years of meditation, am I suddenly experiencing such symptoms in the body? The reason is that you are holding on to certain things, unable to give it all up to the higher consciousness. So it is so important to completely surrender to the higher consciousness without questioning its motive, without questioning what's in it for you. You have to surrender without questioning. This is absolutely important, absolutely necessary. Are you able to do it? Are you willing to surrender to the higher consciousness without a second thought? Are you able to trust the higher consciousness without a second thought? If you haven't been able to do it until now, then you need to start today. You have to start now to just give it all up and just to be in love. It's only when you give up all your fear that you can be in love. Until then, you will be bothered about your symptoms and you will want relief from the aches and pains, from the difficulties that you face, from inadequate sleep, from your tachycardia, from your lower back pain, from indigestion, from your hair fall, from all the other symptoms, you will want relief or remedy. When you are in love, you need no remedy. When you are in love, you are absolutely okay. Are you able to return to love? Are you willing to return to love? Are you willing to return to love without questioning, without asking the higher consciousness, are you really there for me? Can you? The times are getting more challenging and there will be even more fear that will grip this world. And this is your opportunity to just hold on to the higher consciousness and not give in to that fear. Many sessions ago, I had given this story and I want to reiterate this story once again, primarily for your benefit. There was this mountaineer who started climbing all by himself. And suddenly there was a blizzard that started and the mountaineer had to stop climbing, because when a blizzard occurs, you cannot see properly and you can lose your foothold. So the mountaineer stops climbing and holds on to a rock in the cliff. After some time, the sun begins to set. It begins to become dark. And in the mountains where there is no ambient light, it can become pitch dark, so much so that you can't see your own hand. So this mountaineer, to get a better grip of his foot, tries to place his foot on a more secure ledge, at which point what he thought was a more secure ledge was a loose rock. The moment he placed his foot and let his weight on the ledge, the ledge gave way, the rock went rolling down, he lost his balance and he fell. But he was tied by the rope to his waist, and so he didn't fall to his death. But he was hanging precariously. Not knowing where he was hanging, he yelled out for help. But he was all by himself, and with no one to help, the body that was swinging, he was swinging wildly because of the fall, and the rope was swaying. But sure enough, the swaying stopped and the rope became still, and he was just hanging by the rope. And when all the fears died down and there was no thought in the mind, he asked, "What do I do?" And the voice spoke from within him, which said, "Cut the rope." The very voice sent a shiver down his spine, because that was the last thing that he wanted to do, because the rope was the one thing that was saving him from sure death. So, overcoming that fear and again numbing in the head, he asked himself, "What do I do?" And again the voice spoke from within, "Cut the rope." So with hesitation, he brought out the knife from his pants, opened the knife blade, brought it to the rope, but could not muster courage to cut the rope, because that was the only guarantee of his survival. And so the night passed, the cold got extremely severe, his body couldn't take it. And when the sun rose, there were two fresh mountaineers who came to climb the same mountain, and what they saw was the body of this mountaineer hanging lifelessly by this rope, just 1 foot above the ground. Had he cut the rope, he would have definitely survived. But his trust in fear was greater than his trust in God. This is our situation too today. We trust more in fear, more in anxiety, more in a fiction that something will go wrong or something may go wrong. We have conviction in that thought rather than having trust in God. And that conviction will definitely let us down. That false conviction is something we have to cast away. And the only way that we can do it is by surrendering to God. And so let us start today with two meditations instead of one. We'll start with the first meditation, which we call as the Maypole meditation. This is a practice that we do primarily to bring in a sense of stability in us. So let us start first by imagining that we are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The circle is on the ground, and the size of the circle is as wide as our arms stretched out with our fingers extended, fingers opened out. It's an inner circle, so you don't have to necessarily maintain the physical space. It's an inner circle. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top of the pole, which represents your higher consciousness. Instead of this ball, you can visualize Om or any other symbol that you wish to visualize, or any name and form of God or Guru whom you worship, or even the formless God. Nameless, formless God. Whatever you want to visualize, which you can call as your personal God, you can visualize there. in your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walk up to this pole, hold on to a ribbon of any color that appeals to you, and walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, let us ask the higher consciousness to send to us, through the ribbon, its relaxing energies. Now, take a long, deep breath, as much as you can. Ask your higher consciousness to send to you this relaxing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any anger, restlessness, anxiety, any clutter, any difficulties that you are facing. Again, breathe in and ask your higher consciousness to send this relaxing energy. Receive this relaxing energy as a torrential downpour, like a waterfall. As you breathe out, let go of all restlessness, anxiety, clutter, any difficulties. Again, breathe in with your higher consciousness. Receive the relaxing energy and breathe out all troubles, all restlessness, all anxiety, all troubles, all clutter. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy, take a deep breath, and see this healing energy come to you like a hose, drenching you. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may face in any part of you. Again, breathe in this healing energy. Be drenched in it. It knows where to go. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may feel in any part of you. Once again, breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress or discomfort that you may feel in any part of you. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative impressions, negative memories, negative experiences. Anything that troubles you, let go of it. Breathe in this cleansing and purifying energies again. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative experiences, negative memories, negative impressions. Again, breathe in this cleansing and purifying energy. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative impressions, negative memories. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness in any part of you, in your body, your mind, your unconscious. Again, breathe in. Receive the strengthening energy. And as you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, any pain, weakness, or even tiredness. One more time. Breathe in and receive the strengthening energy. Breathe out and let go of any fatigue, tiredness, or weakness. And now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe it in deeply. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, and anything else that you think is preventing you from receiving this precious gift. Breathe in this unconditional love and breathe out everything that prevents you from receiving it. To feel this love more, imagine a flower in the center of your chest. Order this flower to come into full bloom, to blossom. Now ask your higher consciousness to send its unconditional love to you. Breathe it in and let it fill your entire being. And as you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Now, to enhance this love, it has to be shared. So ask your higher consciousness to bring to your awareness your family members, your acquaintances, your friends, your relatives, people who do not like you, and people whom you believe you do not like. Now take a deep breath and breathe in this unconditional love. Bring your hands together in Namaskara Mudra and ask your higher consciousness to send this love through your hands to all your friends, relatives, your family members, acquaintances, and to all those people whom you do not like and whom you believe do not like you. It just takes a moment to fill all of them with divine love. Direct this love to all of them. You're not sending your love, you're sending the love of the higher consciousness. Now ask the higher consciousness to bring to your awareness a tree that you really loved to be with. It could be one from your childhood, one that you have seen in a photograph or painting, or one that you have recently visited. In your inner scene, walk up to this tree and put your arms around it to embrace it as a mark of a greeting, and also to make sure that it is a strong and firm leaning post. Now, turn your back towards the trunk, standing a few inches away. Allow yourself to fall against it rather than exerting your will to lean against it. It is there to support you. Now observe how the tree has sent its roots deep down into the earth. And see how wide the branches and leaves have spread into the sky. The tree represents our cosmic parents. The roots go into the earth, our cosmic mother, and the leaves and branches spread in the sky towards the sun, our cosmic father. Feel as if you are the tree. Feel as if your roots are going deep into the earth, our cosmic mother. And feel as if branches and leaves are spread out of your arms towards the sky, towards the sun, our cosmic father. Now, take a deep breath and receive from the earth, our cosmic mother, all the love, attention, all the compassion, care, strength, and everything else that your human mother was supposed to give you, which she might not have given you, because she might not have received it from her human mother. As you breathe out, let go of any blame, any anger, disappointment, or anything else that you might hold against your human mother. Again, breathe in all the love, affection, attention, compassion, support, strength, and everything else that you need, think you needed from your human mother. As you breathe out, let go of any blame, disappointments, resentments, any anger, or anything else that you hold against your human mother. Breathe in again, receiving from the Cosmic Mother all the love, affection, attention, support, strength, validation, and anything else that you needed from your human mother. As you breathe out, let go of any anger, blame, disappointment, any rejection, resentment, any emotion that you held against your human mother. Now, breathe in to receive from the Sun, the Cosmic Father, everything that this source of nourishment is giving you, such as love, affection, courage, validation, support, strength, direction, and anything else that you believe you needed from your human father which you did not receive. As you breathe out, let go of any anger, any blame, any disappointment, any resentments, or any other emotion that you hold against your human father. Again, breathe in and receive from the Cosmic Father all the love, affection, attention, courage, validation, support, strength, direction, and anything else that you needed from your human father. As you breathe out, let go of any anger, any blame, any disappointment, any rejection, any reactions, any emotions that you hold against your human father. Now, breathe in from both of these sources simultaneously. Breathe in from your Cosmic Father and your Cosmic Mother together. Breathe in from both of these sources simultaneously. And let the energy fill your entire being. As you breathe out, let go of everything that you're holding on to, which prevents you from experiencing the higher consciousness in you. Again, breathe in and receive the energy of the Cosmic Mother and the Cosmic Father. Let it fill your entire being. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving the love from the higher consciousness. Once more, breathe in, receive from the Cosmic Parents all that they are giving you. As you breathe out, let go of everything that you're holding on to. And now visualize the Cosmic Parents standing on either side of you. Your Cosmic Mother is standing on your left side and your Cosmic Father on your right. See them extending their right and left hands to hold on to yours. Extend your right hand to hold on to the left hand of the Cosmic Father. Extend your left hand to hold on to the right hand of your Cosmic Mother. They are rather nebulous, large, and very loving. So do not impose familiar personalities onto them. Allow them to remain the way they are. Hold on to the hands and feel the energy flow into your hands from theirs. Do not question, do not judge, do not expect, just allow. Now drop their hands and ask them to put their arms around you in a close, protective embrace. Give yourself into their love. Receive their love. Melt into their love. Allow them to embrace you completely. This is your real home, your safe place, your haven, where you can always come and retire. Whenever you feel lonely, whenever you need company, Whenever you feel that you need to be loved, you need to be cared. Whenever you feel comfort, whenever you feel you want someone who can be there for you. Remember, your cosmic parents, your higher consciousness is always there for you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to fill you with its love. Breathe it in. Allow that love to expand in you. Breathe out and share that love with all of creation. Again, breathe in this love. Breathe out and share this love with all of creation. Breathe in this love again. And breathe out. Share this love with all of creation. Remember, your cosmic parents are with you whenever you need them. Never ever feel lonely again. Your cosmic parents trust you unconditionally. Their only objective is to help you return back to love. Unless you return to love, they will be with you, guiding you lovingly every time. They are with you. Your cosmic parents don't judge you. They do not think whether you're deserving of their love or not. They just love you unconditionally. They are not bothered by your name, your profession. They are not bothered by your attitude. For them, the being that you are, the love that you are, is all that they connect to. And your ignorance has separated you from who you really are. And they're just wanting to help you remove that veil of ignorance and reconnect back to being the real you. And they are ever patient and ever eager to help you. Come back to conscious awareness. Slowly move your hands, move your legs, shake your neck from side to side. I know many of you might be feeling lazy to come out of your zone. Just come out and help all those people who are finding it difficult to connect. Open your eyes when you're ready. Are there any questions? You can raise your hand and you can ask your questions. It is important for us to make this choice. The sooner, the better. Do we want to hold on to fears, or do we want to hold on to God? You cannot do both. You can't hold on to 99% God and 1% fear. Or you can't hold on to 99% fear and 1% God. Whatever you're holding on to, instead of holding on to God, is where your trust is. So you ask yourself, what is it that you really want? Do you really want this freedom from all the aches and pains and the humiliation and all the troubles that you have gone through, that you are still going through? Or have you settled into your compromises and feeling that it's okay? What is it that you are really asking? What do you really want? Unless you ask this question, you will not come face to face with what you really want. You will only be settling with compromises. And it's not going to help you. These compromises will ruin you. These compromises are the ones that will tie you down. And till the last moment, till the very end, you will only feel humiliated, invalidated. You will feel worthless. You will feel undeserving of God unless you make a choice that freedom is what you seek. How many of you really want this freedom? Can you please show a show of hands? Can you tell me how many of you really want freedom? If this freedom is so important to you, then why is it that you are not waking up? You can't get freedom just like that. Because when you have to give to God, you have to give it all. And unless you give it all, God is not going to come to your side. Because He does not understand compromise. God just knows one thing. Are you on my side? Which means, are you on your side? Or are you on the side of your ego, your compromise, your pain, your justifications, your reasons and excuses, asking, why am I going through this? Why me? You have to be on one side, only one side, either on the side of God, which is on your side, or the side of the ego, which is your fear, your hopelessness, your helplessness, your pain, your emotions. So please make a choice today and work relentlessly towards it, which is why I posted this message in the morning today, that keep feeling your breath all the time. You have to take the power back from the mind. You have given it too much liberty for it to play with you. It has taken control of your emotions. It has taken control of your anger, of your sorrow, of your fears, and running a route. You have to take that control back from the mind. And the only way to take that control back from the mind is to deny it what it wants to do. And the only way to deny it is to be in awareness. There is no other way. There are shadows, there are the dark spots like on the sun, the dark spots on the sun. There are dark spots. These are our vasanas, our tendencies. These are our habits. These are our reasons and excuses, our judgments, our justifications. All of these are real. They all are there, which take away your awareness from you. But you can still win because you are more powerful than all of them put together. You are the one who makes the sun shine. That's who you really are. And so from today, please meditate every day. And 10 minutes is not enough. 20 minutes is not enough. You have to increase your time of sitting in awareness. If you find it difficult, please talk to us. We are here to help you. There are the recorded meditations on the Agar Healing website which you can listen to. Do you want personal hand-holding? Please talk to us. Because every one person who wakes up and realizes who he or she really is, realizing your divinity, you bring so much more light into the world. And that's so much more help that you have rendered to all those people who are waiting to wake up. You have no idea of how much you can contribute by just being in awareness. But if you don't, a time will come in your life when you will realize, I wish I had meditated. Because on that day, the fear will be so huge that closing your eyes will feel like you're dying. The body in the fag end of your life will cast you away, will throw you out because it can no longer sustain you. And once you get out of the body, you are not singular anymore. There's no more your existence. You're just a part of the whole, but with an identity of your impressions, but with no body to make a choice. It's too fearful when the body is casting you away. That's the one thing people fear. But you can undo all of that by waking up today, by being in meditation, being in awareness, by feeling your breath all the time, so that you can prepare every day and leave the body when it's time. And for that, being in love is the simplest thing, but it's not easy because it takes practice. It takes practice every day, all the time. And believe me, it's worth it. Because you are love. And you are nothing but love. And all those things that you've taken on yourself, all the pain, all the suffering, is nothing but an imagination that all this is real. When you are unconscious, either in the operation theater, or being unconscious in your sleep, everything is okay. When you wake up with anxiety, with restlessness, with so many desires, with so many habits and addictions. But when you go to sleep, everything is absolutely fine. Everything is just okay, isn't it? Every single night you go to bed and everything is just fine. You are no more connected to your habits. You're no more connected to any of those addictions or those troubles or anxieties or restlessness. When you sleep, everything is okay. Isn't it? So why wouldn't you wake up? Why wouldn't you come back to love? Why wouldn't you be in love then? If you have this experience of everything is okay every single night, what other assurance do you need? Why are you holding on to this pain, this misery, these fears and anxieties? Why do you want to experience them? What pleasure do you derive out of these? Does it remind you of your miserable existence? Is that what you want? Is that what you want to relate to every day? Or is love so unfamiliar that you're questioning it and not surrendering to it? What do you really want? Does anyone have any questions? All right. Yes, Shilpa? Can you please unmute? Shilpa, I can't hear you.
Yeah, Doc. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you had sent this a couple of weeks ago. Work with yourself. Compromise is not sacrifice. So, I asked you a little more about it and you said we'll discuss it last class. So, if you could just tell a little bit on that.
When you have to do something but you are not willing or you're not happy doing it, it's called a compromise. When you're happy contributing to the family, to that opportunity, to whatever needs to be done, and you put away everything that you think you have to do with love, and this is an opportunity for you to share that love through this task, through this opportunity that has come to you, it's called sacrifice. For example, let us say that you want to go out somewhere, but then your daughter asks you for some help. And you put away that program and look at this as an opportunity for you to share your love with your daughter so that she feels fulfilled. And looking at this opportunity, you're just in love. And you serve this opportunity. It's called a sacrifice. Compromise would be, you grind your teeth. You don't want to say how important going out means to you. But still, you have this responsibility as a mother. And you have to fulfill it. So you have to do it. And then your other members of the family would not budge and help. So you have to do it. That's called a compromise.
Wow. Beautifully explained, Doc. Thank you.
So please do not compromise. Always sacrifice. So when you sacrifice, that's one way of being in love. So let us connect again next week. And this week, please make an effort to be in love. Be in love, be in love, be in love. That's your reality. Thank you so much for connecting. Unless there are any more questions, we can disconnect now. Thank you for connecting today. And let us connect again next Saturday. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week. We are here to help you. If you need any help, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. We have a lot of people who have been meditating, who are advanced meditators in our group, who can definitely step up and help you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share our learnings with you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.